சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சார்ய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சார்ய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம். பேஜ் 159, 15th chapter, 27th verse. தத்ரைவம் சதி புத்திர்ஞஹ ஆத்மா பாசாவபாசயன் கர்த்தா தாசாம் யதர்த்தாஸ்தாம் மூடைரேவாபிதீயதே. Shankaracharya, talking about the Atma Swarupam, the Atman nature, for the purpose of owning up by the seeker of moksha. The description of Atma is this. This is the nature. If we understand that Atman nature, so that we will start our journey to own up that Atma Swarupam. So the whole text main purpose is for Atma Jnanam and Jnana Nishtha. Wherever you see the subject matter all over in Upanishad, Prakarna Gandha, Bhagavad Gita, everywhere, Jivatma Paramatma Aikya Jnanam. For what purpose? Shanti, Sukha, Tripti, அஜ்ஞான நிவத்தி, சுக பிராப்தி, துக்க நிவத்தி, டு பி ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் சாரோ. Therefore he says ஆத்மா இஸ், திஸ் இஸ் த நேச்சர், ஆத்மா இஸ் த இல்லூமினேட்டர், ஆத்மா இஸ் த இல்லூமினேட்டர் ஆஃப் ஆல் மைண்ட்ஸ். பட் திஸ் ஆத்மா, வி ஹேவ் டு ரிமெம்பர் அகெயின் த ஹோல் ப்ராசஸ், ஒரிஜினல் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ், ரிஃப்ளெக்டட் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ், reflecting mediums. The reflecting mediums are there three: reflected consciousness in the mind and the original consciousness. In between the Chidabhasa, that is called lower I, which formed in the Antahkaranam, is functioning because of OC. Reflected consciousness is real or unreal, anirvachaniyam. You cannot define whether it is there, it is not there also, you cannot say it is there also, you cannot say, but it appears. That's why we call it as anirvachaniyam. See the mechanism, how the eyes, the fleshy eyes, seeing the objects, even blinking. The blinking is happening in the inert eyes because of sentiency given by the antahkaranam. Sentiency thoughts arise in antahkaranam. I want to see this color, I want to see that object. That thought rises in the mind because of consciousness. In the inert mind, thought cannot rise. Therefore, in the presence of Atma, the mind is illumined. Mind blessed by sentiency, mind starts functioning, thoughts are rising, rupa vritti, jnana vritti, rupa jnanam, shabda jnanam, all jnanam coming in the mind, in the inert mind. Sound knowledge, forms knowledge, smell knowledge. This knowledge from outside objects, when it is coming inside through the sense object, sense organs received and sends message to the antahkaranam, then that jnanam comes, rupa jnanam, shabda jnanam, in the form of vritti only, of course, in the form of thought. When the thought raises, that time I am doing this, I am knowing this, I am experiencing this, I am a waker, I am in waking state. So the waker really belongs to the mind only. Atma cannot be the waker, really. Since this Siddhabhasa has borrowed the consciousness and it is associated with the body when sense organs are active, waking state. In the waking state, the Siddhabhasa gets the name waker. And I take this Siddhabhasa as myself, waker. Really, I am not the waker. The mind is waking state. It is only temporarily getting waker state. After some time, it goes to dream state. But all these are superimposed upon me, the Atma. Because Siddhabhasa happens to be Mithya. Your reflected face is Satyam or Mithya?
Yes.
Mithya. Similarly, your Siddhabhasa, who is playing the role Pramata, Karta, Bhokta, Enjoyer, Doer, Knower, all these taking place in the Siddhabhasa, which is not there really. It is only appearance, just as your reflected face appears. It has no reality. What is not, you can never claim reflected face as you. You can never claim your reflected face as you. But here we are claiming Siddhabhasa, I am. Why we are committing the mistake? As long as you are abnormal. You remember that word? Last week I said abnormal, normal. As long as people are abnormal, that means as long as they don't have knowledge, they commit that mistake. So Siddhabhasa is reflected consciousness. It is the bhokta, karta playing the role with association with the body-mind complex. When body is active, sense organs are active, the mind is active, and Siddhabhasa is lending sentience to all of them, waker. Instead of saying, my body-mind complex is active, Siddhabhasa is functioning, I am the illuminator of the waking state, ani chollanu. What I have to say? I am the illuminator. I, the Sakshi Chaitanyam, am the illuminator of the waking state of the body-mind complex. Ippidi solla vendiyadhu, enna solrindirken nanu? I am the waker. My body-mind complex doing the job of lifting the books, walking, eating, talking, all actions are done by the body-mind complex with the help of Ahankara. And what I say, I have to say what I am telling now. Adi theriyanum, rendu theriyanum. I have to say, I am the illuminator of the actions of the body-mind complex. Which body-mind complex is blessed by the Siddhabhasa? They have borrowed sentience. Which Siddhabhasa is borrowed by, borrowed from the Chit? I am the Chit illuminator of all of them. And so, let us say, Appu the normal namo. Appu the sollamane, enna sollindirukom? I am the doer. I am the walker, I am the talker, I am the eater, I am the sleeper, I am the dreamer. Ella abnormal. And thinking normal. Adi innu abnormal. Abnormal la pannindi, pesindi, thinking I am normal anna, enna solradhu. Paama shastra struggling to educate us. Satra evam sati. Buddhi, all these thoughts, tatra evam sati, yadarthaha, all these vrittis, which belongs to the mind, they are all for the yadarthaha, for the sake of Atma only. Thinking and looking at all objects were not for eyes sake. Eyes are not seeing for eyes sake, not for mind sake, nor Siddhabhasa sake. ஏன் எல்லாரும் ஜடம் தான். ஆல் ஆஃப் தம் ஆர் ஜடம். தே ஆர் ஆல் டூயிங் எதர்த்தாக ஃபார் தி சேக் ஆஃப் ஆத்மா ஓன்லி. ஆல் திஸ் விற்பி, ரூப விற்பி, சப்த விற்பி, கந்த விற்பி, ஸ்பர்ஷ விற்பி, ஆல் விற்பிஸ் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்சஸ் ஆர் ஆல் மென்ட் ஃபார் ஆத்மா சேக் ஓன்லி. தென் ஆத்ம பாஷா அவபாசையன் புத்தி. ஆல் தீஸ் விற்பிஸ் ஜ்ஞஹ சஹ, ஜ்ஞஹ சஹ ஆத்மபாஷா, Atmabhasa is a reflexive pronoun. Because of tadatmya, Atmabhasa avabhasayan, or Atmabhasa through the self-illumination only, avabhasayan, they are all illumined by the chit only. Siddhabhasa and Siddhabhasa Adhishtanam. What is Siddhabhasa Adhishtanam? Chit, Atma. Siddhabhasa and Siddhabhasa Adhishtanam both are having Sadatmya Adhyasa. Ottindirukku. Sadatmya Kartrutva, etc. Dharmas, all the doer, knower, Tasam, Karta, Tasam, Moodhaihi eva adhidhiyate. Moodhaihi means those who are not exposed to Shastra, not studying from the Guru. They are called Moodhaha. They are only adhidhiyate, they are superimposing upon the chit. These Karta, Bhokta, all these are superimposed. Having established Siddhabhasa alone is Gnata Karta. Now, Siddhabhasa alone is Gnata. Siddhabhasa alone is Karta. Siddhabhasa alone is Bhokta. That is, since Siddhabhasa is Anrutam, Mithya, Kartrutvam, Bhoktrutvam at Siddhabhasa level also Mithya. When Kartrutvam, Bhoktrutvam itself, enjoyerhood, doership, knowerhood, knowership, all these are mithya at Siddhabhasa level. What to talk of chittu level? Siddhabhasa level itself out. But we say what? I am the doer, I am the enjoyer. Illa Brahma. Illa Siddhabhasa Brahma. Siddhabhasam ghost-like, it is ghost. You inquire on that Siddhabhasa, who are you? Anna? Odi poiduma. Siddhabhasa. Ramana Maharshi says in Saddarshanam, if you inquire into that nature of Siddhabhasa, it will vanish. Why? Enakku theriyum, bhayam. I won't exist. With chitta, aham, if I start inquiring with the help of the mind only, I start. Without the mind, I cannot do any inquiry. I am the illuminator of that Siddhabhasa, I am the illuminator of that mind, sense organs and the world. Through the body-mind complex, I illumine the world objects. Ipudella purinjikkanum. Enduku purinjikkanum? Why I have to understand? To reduce problems. To see the problems as situations. For that sake only. How dukkha will go away? Treatment. Dukkha is like a vyadhi. Atma jnanam is aushadam. So Guru is the Vaidya, I told you. Guru Vaidya gives treatment to remove dukkha, sorrow. I am taking treatment and chollanu. For what? To come out of insecurity, fear, limitation, all sorts of problems. Therefore, karta, tasam, moodhaihi abhidhiyate. Since they are really for the sake of Atma only, I am enjoying really. Neither Siddhabhasa nor sense organs, mind, for their sake they are not enjoying. Eyes are not seeing for eyes' sake. Enna, eyes are mamsam, flesh. Mind is also, adi ennane rupam kadiyadu, antakkaranam. And Siddhabhasa sollave venda. But everything is appearing, interaction going on. For whose sake all of them? For whose sake? Yadarthaha, all these thoughts are only for the Atma's sake. That Atma I am the illuminator. We have to understand. Therefore, all knower within quote, I the Atma, I am, next sloka is going to come. Actually, sense organs, mind is matter, jadam. Siddhabhasa is only an appearance. Because of their movements, activity, waker, dreamer, all the states, the experiences are all really going towards Atma only. pure ஐதி ஆத்மா cannot experience. I need the instruments. புரியுறதா? Pure electricity cannot give light. Through bulb only electricity can be appreciated. Through fan only electricity can be appreciated. இப்ப என்ன பண்றதுன்னா, we are appreciating electricity or fan? Electricity. Bulb is bulb because of electricity. Fan is fan because of electricity. Human being is human being because of electricity. And சொல்ல கூடாது. Atma. So bulb is important, electricity is important, which one is more important? Electricity is more important. Chain is important, gold is important. அது நன்னா தெரியும் சுவாமி. சிமிலர்லி ஹியூமன் பீயிங் பாடி மைண்ட் காம்ப்ளெக்ஸ் இஸ் லைக் எ பல்ப், லைக் எ ஃபேன், லைக் எ செயின். ஆத்மா இஸ் லைக் எ கோல்டு ஆர் எலக்ட்ரிசிட்டி. விச் ஒன் இஸ் மோர் இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் டெல் மீ நவ். எனக்கு சொல்றது முன் ஆத்மா அப்படி சொல்றது இல்ல, உள்ள ஃபுல்லா கான்பிடென்ட் ஆத்மாதா அப்படி சொல்லணும். ஆத்மாதா. ஜஸ்ட் ஆஸ் யூ செட் chain is important, gold is important, and gold only, electricity only. Similarly, atma only. Body mind is like a chain. Body mind is like a bulb, fan. Everything is meant for atma only. Therefore, this atma is all knower. From all minds standpoint, atma is the knower. Sarvajnaha. All minds within court, sarvajnaha means within court. Okay, so all doer within court, all knower within court. Court na enna court? COAT illa court, QUT, court. Within quotation, next shloka that is going to be mentioned here, 28, we will read the verse.
Sarvajnopyata eva syat ஸ்வேன பாஸாவபாஸயன் ஸர்வம் ஸர்வக்ரியா ஹேதோஹ ஸர்வக்ருத்வம் ததாத்மனஹ.
ஆத்மா இஸ் சர்வஜ்ஞஹ. வாண்ட்ஸ் டு எஸ்டாப்லிஷ் ஆல் ஓவர். All knower, the statement also is not from absolute standpoint, as though all knower. Because whenever you use the mind, I know this, I know that, I know, I know, I know, you are telling. From one mind, the knower status has come to Chidabhasa because of Atma. From one mind. What about all minds? Atma is there behind all minds. Atma is there behind all minds. So, one mind itself is the knower. Through all minds it is knowing and all knower. Sarvajnaha. All knower. So, sarvajnaha. Ataha. Therefore, ataha eva. Since Atma is illumining all the minds, behind all minds Atma is the knower. சிதாபாச துவார ஆத்மா இஸ் த நோவர். அதஹா ஏவ சர்வஜ்ஞஹ ஸ்யாத். அதஹா ஏவ யூ ஹாவ் டு சப்ளை. சஹா சர்வஜ்ஞஹ. சஹா ஆத்மா சர்வஜ்ஞஹ பவதி. சர்வஜ்ஞஹ ஸ்வேன பாச சர்வஜ்ஞஹ ஸ்யாத். தட் ஆஃப்டர் ஸ்யாத் யூ கேன் புட் ஃபுல் ஸ்டாப். அத்தஹ ஏவ ஆத்மா சர்வஜ்ஞஹ ஸ்யாத். தென் ஸ்வேன பாச சர்வம் அவபாசயன் சர்வஜ்ஞஹ பவதி. ஹவ் இட் இஸ் சர்வஜ்ஞஹ? ஸ்வேன பாச, பை ஓன் இல்லூமினிங் கெபாசிட்டி, விட்னஸிங் கெபாசிட்டி, பை ஓன். தீஸ் ஆர் ஆல் கண்டிஷனல் ஸ்டேட்டஸ். இட்ஸ் நாட் ஒரிஜினல் சர்வஜ்ஞத்வம். Status is not belong to Atma. They are all conditional. Conditional means because of that mind-body complex condition, upadhi. because of that the illuminator, activator, sarvakritvam tatha sarvakriya hetoho atmanah sarvakritvam. Since it is illuminating without undergoing any change, it is illuminating atma. The actions all are illumined, the actionlessness also illumined, actions are also illumined. It's the illuminator or activator. Actionless atma is the activator. அப்படி சொல்லிக்கலாம். Actionless atma is the illuminator. Sarva kriya hetoho sarva kritva. Because of atma only they are all functioning. They are all relative titles. Sarvajnaha, sarvavyapi, all these are all sarvashaktiman, all these are titles, relative titles, conditional titles. These are all descriptions given to atma. Either atma is atma, that's all. The knowerhood, doerhood, enjoyerhood comes because of proximity. At no time mind is away from Chidabhasa. At no time, because atma is all pervading. Wherever mind is there, there is Chidabhasa. At no time mind is away from Chidabhasa. All the time Chidabhasa is there in the mind mirror, because everywhere Chitti is there. Everywhere Chitti is there, therefore Chidabhasa appears in the mind mirror, in the subtle body. But that subtle body, Chidabhasa, manifests only when the gross body is there. If gross body is not there, only Chidabhasa roaming here and there with the mind. As in ahum, pretam, ghost. Ghost you cannot see. Thank God, this body. This body is functioning because of subtle body. Subtle body is functioning because of Chidabhasa. So Chidabhasa and subtle body together all the time. Yedhuk Chidabhasa irukkanum? Because Chitti is there all the time. Chitti is there all the time, all over consciousness. Therefore it reflects in the mind, subtle body. So subtle body associate with gross body is dance of pannu. Enna dance, enna drama. Vyavaharika drama. Husband, daughter, kalyanam, marriage, functions, so many things that are happening. Ivada natakam nadakkaradu, natakamlo natakam. TV munnadi ukkarundi looking at the drama. This, who is watching the drama, their life itself is a drama. This drama, not knowing this drama and watching that drama, that is called funny, you know. So he says sarva kartrutvam tadha atmanah sarva kriya hetoho. Kriya hetu means what? Activator. Bulb alone cannot illumine the hall. Electricity is the activator of the bulb. Electricity is the activator of fan. Electricity is the activator of mic. Electricity is the activator of amplifier. Electricity is the activator of speaker. Like that, electricity is the activator of body. Atma is the activator of mind. Atma is the activator of eyes, ears, through the mind. How Atma is activating the mind, the sense organs, through the mind? By lending Chidabhasa. By lending reflected consciousness. By lending reflected consciousness to the mind, that chit activates the mind. That is called sarva kriya hetoho. What are all kriyas you do? Walking, eating, talking, sleeping, drinking, blinking, sneezing, coughing, all ing potukom. So all these activities, sarva kriya hetuhu. Atma only, actually hetu means cause, karanam. Through that atma only, it is activator. Atma is the actuator of the mind. Thoughts arise. Thoughts are also activated because of Atma only. And because of thoughts only, all of them going outside to see the things. All these activities, now you are nodding your head, that also activity. Smiling, that is also activity. Blinking your eyes, that is also activity. Bending your head, activity. Lifting your head, activity. All the time what we are doing? Activity only. So, sarva kriya hetuhu, sarva kartrutvam, that is what? Sarva kritvam, doing all these activities, tatha atmanaha eva, because of atma only. Who is atma? Now you want to claim that atma activator, myself, or the activated body mind complex jadam you are. Tell me. Ippudella sonna koncham, we can disclaim body mind. We can claim atma. Adha starting out business da. Onnume illa. We are starting out. Which one am I? Which one am I not? That's what I have to understand. Next sloka. Sloka 29. Sopadhischaiva matmuktaham nirupaksho nupadhikah nishkalo nirgunashuddhah tammano vakshanapnutah. Now he says, Atma, all these statuses are coming because of Upadhi, because of medium. Atma is partless. Atma is partless. Therefore, anything is partless, cannot be parted, cannot be separated. Atma is partless. Whatever is partless cannot be parted. You cannot divide the Atma. But it appears as though it is in this body. Which body has got parts? These parts, hands, legs, eyes, nose, all these are called limbs, parts of the body. That's why they are parted. You can separate them. Now look into the shloka, first line. Evam, in this manner, Atma sopadhikaha Atma uktaha. When you talk about all these attributes, now the bulb is there, in that there is electricity. Electricity is formless. Once the bulb is illumining, light it is giving. We know light, bulb doesn't have any luminosity. Bulb is giving light because of electricity. Now the electricity is sopadhikaha. Upadhi means bulb, medium. Electricity is in the bulb. In the bulb. Then electricity is manifesting through the bulb. So sopadhikaha electricity uktaha. Electricity is with sopa upadhi sahitaha. Upadhi rahita electricity is useless. Now you are hearing my voice through the mic, through the speakers. I remove the speaker. Swamini speaker vela padla. Swamini speaker is not functioning. You see, because pure electricity is useless. It has to come through amplifier, speakers, through the mic. See how many gadgets are here. I am talking here, my voice entering into the mic. This mic is functioning because of amplifier. Amplifier mic alone is useless. My amplifier is there, mic is there. What is the use? What do you require? Speaker. Speaker alone you keep without amplifier? No use. Okay, keep amplifier and speaker without mic. No use. You are appreciating my voice, my words because of sufficient volume. Is it not? Otherwise you cannot sit. even I cannot talk also this much time. So the electricity which is formless coming through three gadgets, that three gadgets are called upadhi. Formless electricity has got form as it were. Electrified amplifier, electrified speaker, electrified mic. So all are electrified. Electricity is there. Connection is there. Pure electricity, no use. So electricity is amplifier uktaha. And amplifier is upadhi. Amplifier is called upadhi for electricity. Mic is the upadhi for electricity. Speaker is the upadhi for electricity. Electricity cannot function without amplifier, speaker, mic. இந்த மூணு இருந்தாதான் வேலை நடக்கிறது. அதெல்லாம் நமக்கு ஞாபகம் இருக்கா? நன்னா ரிமெம்பர் எலக்ட்ரிசிட்டி. எவ்ரி ஒன் அந்த மைக் ஸ்பீக்கர் 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 அந்த ஸ்பீக்கர் வயர் கனெக்ஷன் வி ஆர் சோ அட்டென்டிவ் அண்ட் திஸ் மைக் ஆல்சோ ஆம்பிளிஃபயர் ஆல்சோ இன் தீஸ் த்ரீ கேட்ஜெட்ஸ் இன்விசிபிள் எலக்ட்ரிசிட்டி இஸ் தேர். ஒன்ஸ் இட் இஸ் இன்விசிபிள் வி நெவர் நோட்டீஸ் இட் because it is formless. These are having form, so attractive. And speaker is so attractive, amplifier is attractive. Electricity form, form, it is not having form. But electricity says, even though I am formless, if I am not there, these three of them are useless. Therefore, electricity is sopadhika. Now, here sopadhikam. That is sopadhika. Now, got the example? Like that, Atma is also like electricity. Sopadhikaha uktaha. It is said as sopadhikaha. With the body. Upadhi. Body, mind, medium, upadhi. Without body, mind, medium, it cannot manifest. Like electricity. So, simple example which we will understand. வேதாந்தம் ரொம்ப கஷ்டம்னா கஷ்டம்தான். ஏன்னா எலக்ட்ரிசிட்டி பல்பு ஆம்பிளிஃபயர் புரியாதா? அது புரிஞ்சா இது புரியும் இல்லையா? ஸோ ஐ தி ஆத்மா ஆம் எலக்ட்ரிசிட்டி லைக் மேனிஃபெஸ்டிங் இன் த மீடியம் பாடி உபாதி. தேர்ஃபோர் அகம் உபாதி சகிதா. ஐ தி ஆத்மா தி கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் ஆம் உபாதி சகிதா. Sopadhikaha. Now the one who is sitting Atma in the chair is Sopadhikaha or Nirupadhikaha? Sopadhikaha. Now let us see. Is this electricity touched by the mic or amplifier or speaker? Can they touch them? Can they afflict the electricity? Can they cause any damage to electricity? Why they cannot touch the electricity? Mic, fan, bulb, speaker, amplifier, why they cannot touch the electricity? Why they cannot afflict the electricity? Why they cannot destroy the electricity? Because electricity is formless, partless. Even though it is available there, they cannot touch. When it is formless, how they can touch? But it is in and through. Electricity in the example, this is called practical aids. Whatever is available, with that we can teach Vedanta. You can understand also. Job is over. It is not touched by them because formless thing cannot be afflicted by anything. Can you deny the electricity now? Tell me. It is formless. You are not seeing. Can you deny it? You cannot deny. You accept it. Because you are appreciating the electricity, because you are hearing the sound through the mic. You are appreciating the electricity through the light. If I switch off all the fans, you run out immediately. Because you want fan. Because the fan is running, moving, happily you are sitting and smiling, laughing, writing, all you are doing. Fanasya fan, who is that fanasya fan? Electricity. Fan can function as live as a fan because of electricity. But are you seeing electricity? இதே போதும் எக்ஸாம்பிள், வேற எக்ஸாம்பிளே தேவையில்லை. பாருங்க, மூணு எக்ஸாம்பிள் வச்சிருக்கீங்க, பல்பு, ஃபேனு, மைக்கு, ஆம்ப்ளிஃபயர், ஸ்பீக்கர். யூ ஆர் நாட் சீயிங் எலக்ட்ரிசிட்டி, பட் யூ கேனாட் டினை த எலக்ட்ரிசிட்டி. ஆல் த கேட்ஜெட்ஸ், எலக்ட்ரிக்கல் கேட்ஜெட்ஸ் ஆர் சர்வைவிங் ஆஸ் தே ஆர் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் எலக்ட்ரிசிட்டி. டு யூ அக்செப்ட் எலக்ட்ரிசிட்டி ஆர் நாட்? டு யூ கிவ் இம்பார்ட்டன்ஸ் டு எலக்ட்ரிசிட்டி ஆர் நாட்? லைக் தட். Here also sopadhikaha, this is also like a fan, like a bulb, like a speaker, like a mic, like an amplifier. இத்தனை பேர் வச்சுக்கோங்க பாடி. எலக்ட்ரிசிட்டி லைக் ஆத்மா இன்சைட். வித்தவுட் ஆத்மா தே ஆர் யூஸ்லெஸ். வித்தவுட் தீஸ் கேட்ஜெட் தட் எலக்ட்ரிசிட்டி லைக் ஆத்மா கேனாட் மேனிஃபெஸ்ட். நவ் ஹூ ஆம் ஐ? ஆத்மா ஆர் பாடி? யூ லவ் எலக்ட்ரிசிட்டி ஆர் ஃபேன்? எலக்ட்ரிசிட்டி. யூ லவ் பல்ப் ஆர் எலக்ட்ரிசிட்டி? எலக்ட்ரிசிட்டி. ஐயோ எலக்ட்ரிசிட்டி போச்சுன்னு ஐயோன்னு சொல்லுவேன். ஏன் பல்ப் இருக்கே பரவாயில்லையே சாமான், எலக்ட்ரிசிட்டி ஷூட் காமன். அது கூட சொல்றேன், ஏன்னா அது தெரியணுமே. பவர் கட் டுமாரோ சர்வீஸ் மெயின்டெனன்ஸ் என்ன? மார்னிங் 10 o'clock டு 5 o'clock. அவ்வா, ஃபேன் இருக்கு, ஃப்ரிட்ஜ் இருக்கு, ரேடியோ இருக்கு, ஆல் ஃபேன் லைட்ஸ் ஆர் தேர், எவ்ரி கேட்ஜெட் இஸ் தேர். யூ ஆர் சிட்டிங் வாட்? கிரைண்டர் இஸ் தேர், வாஷிங் மிஷின் இஸ் தேர், ஃபியூ அவர்ஸ் எலக்ட்ரிசிட்டி இஸ் நாட் தேர். ஆல் கேட்ஜெட்ஸ் ஆர் நோ யூஸ். ஐஸ் ஆர் தேர், இயர்ஸ் ஆர் தேர், நோஸ் இஸ் தேர், ஹெட் இஸ் தேர், லெக்ஸ் ஆர் தேர், ஹேண்ட்ஸ் ஆர் தேர். இஃப் ஆத்மா இஸ் நாட் தேர், நோ யூஸ். அப்படிப்பட்ட ஆத்மானி கண்டிக்கிறதே இல்லை நம்ம. We are not bothering about and we are taking too much identification and taking care of only gadget, because of which ஆத்மா, this gadget is functioning. இதெல்லாம் எதுக்கு சொல்றேன்னா, சோபாதிகா ஆத்மா உக்தா. இப்படி சொன்னாதான் புரியும். How many examples, how much time I have explained, you know, for these 2-3 words. ஆத்மா சோபாதிகா முக்தா. நவ் இஸ் இட் கிளியர்? திஸ் இஸ் கிளியர். ஃபுல் ஸ்டாப். தென் ஆக்சுவலி ஆத்மா இஸ் நிருபாக்கியா, நிருபாதிகா. இட் இஸ் உபாதி ரஹிதா ஒரிஜினலி. அனுபாதிகா ஆத்மா நிருபாக்கியா. சி பியூட்டிஃபுல் வேர்ட். அனுபாதிகா, உபாதி ரஹிதா. Can you talk about an electricity without any gadget? Formless electricity. Can you give a description of electricity without any medium? You cannot give any description. Once it comes, 4 watts, 150 watts, how much power it is, amplifier, speaker, all these you are talking. How many watts the bulb? This description comes because of bulb, amplifier. Not just to electricity. Similarly, anupadhikaha, atma is upadhi rahitaha. Suppose, it is nirupakhyaha. You cannot describe, you cannot talk about that atma. Nirupakhyaha. Description is not possible. It is nirupadhi. Nirupadhikaha, atma cannot be described. Therefore, upadhi is a condition or not now? It is a condition. Bulb is the condition for electricity to manifest. Fan is also a condition. It is a type of, upadhi is a type of condition, conditioning factor. Similarly, body is like a conditioning factor. Through that only, through the eyes condition, I say I am the seer. Through the ears condition, because of that, I am the hearer. If ears are not there, can I say I am hearer? If eyes are not there, I can say I am seer? So seer, hearer and talker, smeller, all these names because of these conditions, upadhi. Condition and upadhi, because of upadhi. Otherwise I am not the seer, I am not the hearer, I am not the smeller. Anupadhikaha atma nirupakhyaha. Upakhyaha means describable. Nirupakhyaha means undescribable. You cannot talk about Atma without Upadhi. Second line. Therefore, originally electricity is bulbless, fanless, micless, speakerless. Similarly, body is Upadhi. Without body, mind Upadhi. Atma is Nishkalaha, partless. Nishkalaha, Nirgunaha, Bhavati. Atma is originally, electricity is originally bulbless, fanless, micless, speakerless, amplifierless, originally. In the electricity, all the time there is no. It is operated now, given connection. Like that, here also, nishkalaha, partless, nirgunaha, attributeless, gunarahitaha, propertyless. Electricity doesn't have voltage. What voltage? Voltage you talk 0 volt, 250 volt, based on bulb or electricity? Based on bulb. Similarly, here also, Nirgunaha Atma, Shuddham, pure Atma, you talk about all attributes because of medium. It's not because of Atma. Atma is Nishkalaha, Nirgunaha, Shuddhaha, pure. Tam Mano Vakchena Apnutaha. Such Atma, which is Nishkalaha, Nirgunaha, attributeless, sparkless, pure Atma, you cannot attain, you cannot gain, or you cannot know through words and mind. Mano Vakchena Apnutaha. You cannot attain. By talking, so much describing Atma, Atma, this is Atma, appadella puriyadappa. Why? It is formless. How can you know formless Atma? How can you see? Mind cannot reach there. Whatever is having some name, form, attributes, only mind can know. Can mind know the electricity? Tell me, electricity ఏ పురియాదు మనస్సుకి, ఆత్మ ఎన్నో పురియం. ఎదుమే ఫామ్లెస్ మనస్సుకి పురియాదు. మనస్సుకి ఎట్టాది. ఇట్ ఇస్ నాట్ అన్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్. బెస్ట్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ఎలక్ట్రిసిటీనా. భగవాన్ హ్యాస్ గివెన్ దీస్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్స్ ఫర్ అస్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్. ఓకే, వాక్చే మనః చ న ఆప్నుతః. నెక్స్ట్ శ్లోక 30.
Chetano chetano vapi karta karta gato gatah baddho muktastadha naikam aneka shuddhonya chetivam.
There are different people argue Atma is like this. Different people means Advaitins, Nyaya, Vaisheshika, and Mimamsa, and Jaina people, they talk about Atma as they understand. Differently they talk. What they say here, Chetanaha Achetanaha. Some people say Atma is Chetanaha, sentient. Some people say Atma is Jadam, Achetanaha. This is first argument. Who says Chetanaha Itinam? We all say, Advaitins says Atma is Chetanaha. Sankhya, Yoga, all of us say Atma is Chaitanyam. But Nyaya Vaisheshika people say Atma is Jadam. It is Dravyam according to them. These are all called list of confusions. Chetanaha, Achetanaha, Va. Va means it's not another feature. Okay. Either they say, some of them say Chetanam. Some of them say Atma is Achetanam. Second confusion is Atma is Karta, Va. Akarta. Some people say Atma is doer. Some people say Atma is non-doer. Akarta. So akarta according to Sankhya, Yoga, Vedanta. Atma is akarta. According to Nyaya, Vaiseshika, Atma is karta. Atma has got raga, dvesha, kama, krodha, according to Nyaya Vaiseshika. Atma has got ashtagunas, according to Nayayika Vaiseshika. According to Sankhya, Yoga and Advaitin, Atma is free from all these attributes, karta, akarta. Then third confusion is gataha, agataha. Gata means sarvagataha. The Vedantin says Atma is sarvagataha, sarvavyapi, sarvagataha, Sankhya, Yoga, Vaiseshika. They also accept, logicians accept Atma sarvagataha and vibhu parinamaha. But Jaina people, they talk about Atma is not sarvagataha, it is body gataha. Ant body, ant size Atma. Elephant body, elephant size Atma. If you are 40 kgs, then 40 kgs Atma. If you increase weight, 80 kgs you become, Atma expands at that size only, Atman. Like that they talk. Gataha means not sarvagataha, but it is like a anu. Sarvagataha, and some people say not sarvagataha. Confusion number 3. Confusion number 4, baddhaha muktaha. Atma, the jivatma is baddhaha. Vedantin says jivatma is paramatma muktaha. We say muktaha, but all people say baddhaha. Vishishtadvaiti says there are three types, nitya baddhaha, nitya muktaha, baddha muktaha. Vishishtadvaiti says first jiva is baddhaha, bound. Slowly jivatma, by sadhana, by doing sadhana, jivatma becomes muktaha. Later, sarupyam, salokyam, sayujyam, and the mukti vere, adu mukti, muktaha. What Vedantin says, we are nitya muktas. We were not bound at all at any time. I am nitya mukta atma, we say. What Vishishtadvaiti say, all advaitins are nitya baddhasana. All Advaitins ke muktiye varad. If they go and sit in the class, that's why many people won't come to Vedanta. Enna class poi ukkarana enna mukti varum? Adu enna mukti? That's why many people till today, they don't come to Vedanta because idu enna mukti? Anga poi pustakam therandhu padicha slokam padicha mukti varuma? Enna paithyam nee endru solva? No, what is this going, writing notes, reading slokas, you get mukti and chulra, jivan muktiya. That is why Vishishtadvaitis call all advaitins as nitya baddhas. Nitya baddhaha and chulva. Enna pandrathu? Stalled. Program mele program varu TV la. Kaare potta odane avaru da pesuvaar. Evaru pesuvaaru naan solla maatten. Nariya per pesuraanga. And people go on listening. How may one can sit and listen? Advaita never sit and listen. And puriyadavanga da poi ukkaruvaanga. Why I have to listen that talks at all? Once I am studying Vedanta, I am nitya muktaha. Who is talking about jiva is baddhaha, then become muktaha? How can I listen that talk? If I understand Vedanta, I never look at those talks at all. அது என்ன அர்த்தம் வந்து நான் வேதாந்தம் படிக்க அதையும் படிக்கிறேன் இது புரியல அதே புரியலன்னு அர்த்தம். ஆல் எவ்ரி திங் கேனாட் பி ரைட், இஸ் இட் நாட்? ஸோ வி ஹாவ் டு பி வெரி வெரி கிளியர் வாட் வி ஆர் டூயிங், வாட் யூ ஆர் ஸ்டடிங். அதர்வைஸ் தெர் இஸ் நோ பாயிண்ட் ஆஃப் ஸ்டடிங் வேதாந்த. ஹூ இஸ் டாக்கிங் நித்ய பத்தாக மிகவும் முக்தாக? தட் இஸ் நாட் ரிலவெண்ட் ஃபார் தட். தட் இஸ் ஓன்லி ஃபார் எல்கேஜி, யூகேஜி, சம் பீப்புள். லெட் தம் லிசன், நாட் ஃபார் அஸ். So the wrong concepts they are just popularizing. They have to talk about baddha, but once afterwards one will have to come to recognize that nitya mukta swarupam solla vendamo appadi solla mata adhi sollamal irundha kuda paravaalla ee advaitin saal nitya baddha ani sonna adu eppadi annala strong scepticism ஓகே. எனி ஹவ் பத்தஹா முக்தஹா, ஈஸ்வரஹா இஸ் எவர் முக்தஹா. சின்ஸ் ஐ ஆம் ஈஸ்வரா ஓன்லி ஃப்ரம் ஆத்மா ஸ்டாண்ட் பாயிண்ட், ஈஸ்வரா இஸ் ஆல்சோ முக்தஹா, அஹம் ஆல்சோ முக்தஹா. ஓகே. தென் ததா ஏகா அநேகா, அனதர் கன்ஃபியூஷன். சர்வேஷு பூதேஷு ஆத்மா ஏகா, இன் ஆல் பீயிங்ஸ் வி சே ஆத்மா இஸ் ஒன். பட் அதர் பிலாசபர் சேஸ் ஆளுக்கு ஒரு ஆத்மா. சர்வேஷு பூதேஷு அநேக ஆத்மா, ஜஸ்ட் லைக் தட் லேடி சேட் வை வர் ஃபார் ஒன் பால் தேர் ஆல் ஃபைட்டிங், 11 பீப்புள் ஆர் ஃபைட்டிங் ஃபார் ஒன் பால், யூ ஆளுக்கு ஒரு பால், லெட் தம் பிளே வித் ஒன் ஒன் பால், வை தேர் ஃபைட்டிங் ஃபார் ஒன் பால். அது மாதிரி சம் பிலாசபர் ஒரு ஆத்மா வச்சு எதுக்கு திண்டு கேள். Let us have all many atmas, alukur atman, aneka. Then, shuddhaha anyatha, it is another confusion. Some people say atma is pure, some people say atma is anyatha, means ashuddhaha, impure. Therefore, you have to make it pure like gold shining panna madri. You have to make atma pure. You need not make atma pure. It is ever pure. It can never become impure. And can electricity become impure? Tell me. Don't touch, you know. You cannot touch the electricity. It can never become impure. So, as long you, don't think, any philosopher, any philosophy can come and ride on you. As long as you don't think. If you are a thinking person, they cannot ride upon you. It is not their mistake. It is your thinking mistake. Therefore, I have to correct myself, not criticizing others. Let them be there where they are. Don't bother. Don't look at them. Don't think about them. Where you are, what you are doing, what you are thinking. That is very important. More in the next class. பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம்.